It's a bonus.
Idle time.
Welcome back to Idle Time. I'm Jenna.
And I'm really cold. And I'm Danielle.
Apparently, my house is too cold for her.
Which is shocking because you're always freezing in my house. So
yeah. But Kieran put on a fire for you.
I know. He did say that. But he also said we turn the heat off at night.
We do because it gets really hot upstairs.
So he said, but I'm downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a pretty picture on Google.
What is it?
I don't know.
What are those flowers?
I don't know.
Anyway, this is Idle Time. I'm Jenna.
I'm Danielle.
And this is where we just talk shits and gigs, what we're listening to, what we like, what we don't like, what we're watching, what we're reading. That's pretty much it.
It's the gist.
Random movie quotes. Factoids. Movie quotes from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got? You go first.
Still reading The Behemoth of the Nightingale because it's so depressing. Oh.
And, where are you at? So good. By Kristen
she
Hanna.
She just got the pilots over the mountain for the first time. They just entered Spain. And she's just coming back to France. And she hears Gaten. Is that how you say it? Gaten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
she hears. She thinks she hears him like as she's about to go back into her
apartment. This is such. You're in such a good part of the book.
Okay, good.
Oh man.
I'm excited.
You know, like I hear people like on book talk saying like, if I could like read a book over again for the first time and like not know it, like erase my memory of it and then go back, like The Nightingale is so good.
Really?
So good.
Okay, good. It was,
it's heart wrenching, but it's so good.
It's so awful how I mean the ration cards and not having money. And when they finally get through the line of people and they're like, it's
no
pigeon.
Food left. Yeah.
Or there's no food. Like yeah, pigeon.
I feel like we weren't really taught that very well in school of like
how the civilians suffered so much.
In World War II, yeah.
Right, like even though they weren't the ones in the concentration camp, the civilians suffered so much.
Not as bad as the
No. Yeah,
but they
yeah
but they were also starving in a less
they were
dire
starving.
Way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were starving. And they're just like firing people like Vianne. She just got, you know, I just got to the part where she just looked at her friend who was getting arrested for distributing the papers and then she got fired from her teaching job. So it's just her and her daughter now out in the cold.
Yeah.
No money for electricity.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's really sad. The author did a lot of research on like, Nazis and World War II and the
French.
Is
she American, the author?
I think so.
Okay.
And, the French rebellion against the Germans. So it's very,
I honestly did not know.
She talks about it at the end of the book. What do they call that? Like the foreword, the prologue, and the afterword? The afterword? The end of the book where the author talks?
I don't know what it's called.
Okay. Anyway. Great book. Great book.
All right, good. I'm excited.
I am still reading The Paper Palace.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. But I have made slow progress.
I'm making slow progress with this. So I saw someone post my 5 books I've read already in 2024. And I was like, ooh, I'm on like,
I'm on,
I did
this
two
is my book 3 or 4.
I did. Yeah, this is my third. So
yeah. A friend Dina recommended a new podcast for me. It's true crime. Sorry. It's called Blind Rage. So Danielle won't like it.
Blind rage. You don't need blind rage in your life.
No. It's a story about like someone who had blind rage towards victims and, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, it's good. She finished it. I just started it. So
can
we talk to her about it?
Can you find any podcasts like similar to Dirty John or stuff like that? Remember when we listened to Dirty John?
Yeah. I think Dirty John has several seasons of like different related.
Oh, I only listened to the first
people.
One.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is multiple seasons.
Or like the other one cases. We talked about, like the murder one with Kristen Bell and all that. Do you have
any
recommendations?
Yeah, that was
for
a makeup
type?
One with like famous
people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Matt's like not into celebrity podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, there's so much to learn from other people's podcasts and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, definitely. And he said he liked those for like when we have long drives.
I don't know.
All right, help me.
Ask Kieran. Kieran listens to.
I don't like
educational
what, I don't
podcast.
Like what Kieran listens to.
But no, you don't even know. Who knows? He probably has other things. Okay. I'm going to go through my list of Netflix shows that I'm watching.
I'm watching One Day.
That's where I was going to go. I'm so happy you're watching One Day.
I just got to the point where she's giving up on her friendship with Dex. and they just had that dinner where he kept going to the bathroom, doing coke. And she was going to talk to him about how annoyed she is with Ian. And then she comes home and she's on
the nerdiest of the nerds.
He is annoying. Those jokes, it's enough.
Yeah. So One Day on Netflix, it's like a UK Netflix thing that we get to watch too. Bunch of British actors. So good. It starts out in like, I think 1988 and it goes year by year. Mm. So it goes to the 90s and like, you know, the
Getting a cell phone,
the crazy like weird TV and the weird clothes mm-hmm. and like, oh God, it's so, and then it goes through the relationship of like these two people, like
never did anything together. Yeah,
the will they, won't they? They end up being like really great friends for a while, but with always that like,
don't tell me the rest.
Kind of like you kind of situation. And the theme of the show is basically, even though Emma obviously has herself together more than Dexter, they both are kind of like lost. Not happy. Unhappy and lost in their own respect. So it's about like messing up, getting your life together, messing it up again, getting your life together, back and forth, back and forth.
Right. Because I didn't really put him in. Yeah, don't tell me.
It's a book though,
like,
also.
When she was like yelling at him, like, you're always drunk, da da da. And mm-hmm. he goes, well, what about you? And then he pointed out all that stuff and I was like, yeah, you're right.
It wasn't nice, but it was accurate.
Mm-hmm. Now she's sleeping with her principal.
Yeah, that's weird. And gross.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. Ugh, I love that show. It's so good.
Okay.
I actually just I binged it so quickly and finished it last week and then like cried about it forever. And now I'm like, I think I want to like watch it all over again because that's how much I loved it. And I'm like, do I read the book then?
You said you hated the ending.
No.
Or you cried at the ending.
Yeah, I cried at the ending. It doesn't mean I hated it.
Oh, okay.
But now I'm like, should I read the book because I love the series so much?
Yeah, why not?
Do you find Dexter attractive?
I go back and forth.
Really?
He's blonde, so it's not my
like
thing.
He's the epitome of what I like.
Yeah,
do you
really
think
is.
Emma's attractive?
Sometimes.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that was it. I mentioned on our Wicked Wind Downs from our episode on Ted Kaczynski that I'm watching Louder Milk on Netflix with my husband. It's from 2020 with, Ron Livingston, but it's really good, dry, sarcastic humor. I recommend it. You should watch it.
She's still watching Love is Blind, people.
I'm not still. It's a new series. New season just came out.
Still watching it.
Yes, I am. It's my trash that I get to watch that gives me a break from true crime stuff. So
how's Love on the Spectrum? That keeps coming up that I need to watch it.
Have you not watched any?
No, Barbara and Cara were telling me they were watching it.
So I've watched Love on the Spectrum Australia. I think they had two seasons. And now this is the second season of Love on the Spectrum America. And I just love it. I have to take it slow because
it's sad.
Well, it's not that. Well, you feel bad for them because they are struggling socially. But it's just like so sweet and like you're crying cause you're happy for them. And like,
it's like Queer Eye.
It's Queer Eye. Cause like they're getting help. Like they like have like, they don't have any AIDS. They have like a couple, like a, not a couples counselor, like a therapist, like a love therapist that like teaches them how to like
on that show Married at First Sight. How they had those.
I never saw counselors. That show, but It's basically a love counselor who specializes with autism spectrum disorder.
Okay.
Who's like teaching them how to like communicate and like, this is how you have a conversation go and like they role play and things like that. And so sweet. I love, it's just like a
feel good,
but yeah, because I work with kids with disabilities, it's always like a little like, I had to take it slow. And then lastly, this is not new as well.
No, it's not new, but I'm only on episode one or mm-hmm. two.
It's only two seasons.
We didn't say what it is. Lincoln Lawyer.
Sorry. Lincoln Lawyer with Neve Campbell. And at first, when this first came out, I guess in like 2022, I was like, ah, another like reboot. I saw the movie with Matthew McConaughey.
I never saw it.
Oh, I liked it. And I was like, why do I want to watch this series? But it's actually really, it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you think of the main actor? He's a very tall drink of water. And his like Mexican accent is very nice.
He's hot.
Yeah. Anyway. Highly recommend. It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like lovey-dovey romance stuff. It's like murder and lawyer stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. What do you got, girl?
Finished True Detective last night.
Oh, tell me. Okay. Is it good? Should I?
The end, some people said, oh, it's such a great ending. Ending was a little disappointing. I feel like
that's how all True Detective endings are. They're all kind of weird.
Wrapped up, and it was like not like a super sad ending, but also I felt like I had some questions still, like little baby questions. Like overall, it was wrapped up.
Okay,
but it was good. It was a good season.
Okay.
Kara met the main character.
Sister-in-law.
Met the main girl, the ones with the facial piercings. Have you watched
it? I have not watched any of it.
Yeah, she's one of the main detectives. She met her at Madison Square Garden when she was working at like a Knicks game or something. Yeah.
She meets cool people.
She met Michael B. Jordan, and he went up to her and
said,
What are you going to tell me? And he said, it's nice to see you.
I would melt.
I was like, oh my God.
What did she do?
She seemed like he was really cool, but she didn't seem like as like starstruck as I was about it. I was like, maybe she doesn't find him that attractive, but I was like, what the
He's fuck? Got like swagger.
For real.
And some muscles.
Yeah, he does.
Is he still dating Steve Harvey's daughter?
Don't know. Okay. I didn't know he was dating her.
Yeah.
But what else am I watching? So we finished that. We started the new season of Abbott Elementary. Hilarious.
Oh, I have one more thing. Go ahead.
And going slow with Reservoir Dogs because we went to turn to finish.
Reservation Dogs.
Can I tell you, Matt and I say this all the time. We always
not the Tarantino.
It started out as a joke that he said, let's watch Reservoir Dogs. And I was like, Reservation Dogs. And now I say it. I didn't even know I just said it just now. Yeah, Reservation Dogs. So we're
on
weird.
On Hulu. On what? I forget.
Hulu. Yeah, so we paused that for True Detective. Now we're going to go back to that.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that's it.
No. I feel
And Curb. Excellent.
I feel like Reservation. I mean, how can you go wrong with Larry David? Sorry to go to Curb. How can you go? Larry David's gold. But I feel like Reservation Dogs like is a nice like comedic relief.
I like it.
From True Detective, maybe.
I mean, comedic relief from True Detective, but not always because of like the
heaviness.
How far into it are you?
No. Just
okay. No. Not gonna say anything.
Nope. Yeah, you're way ahead of me.
Sorry.
I know Joseph is waiting for our
input
on what we think of it. Okay. It's like one of his favorite.
Yeah, I know
shows.
He said it was one of his favorite shows.
Okay. Sorry. The other one I'm watching and I haven't finished because it's sad. My best friend Danielle recommended this. It's called From Scratch. Again, not new. I think this came out last year, and it's
never heard of it.
Who's the actress? Zoe Saldana.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah. So it's From Scratch. It's on Netflix. And basically, they meet in Florence, Italy. She's from Texas. He's from Italy. He's actually from Sicily. They fall in love. They did long distance thing. Then he moves to America. And he's like, he's in LA. And he's like, there's no town center. It's like, this city that makes no sense. I'm like, that's a good point. And, you know, it's the struggles of that. And then it gets really sad and everything. And he gets cancer.
Jenna!
So I had to put a pause on that because that was a
little
too sad.
It's a movie or a show?
It is a series.
Oh, all
right. Just one season of it because she's obviously making, like, Avengers and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
but it's really good. I just paused it to watch the series one day and cry about that instead of crying about cancer.
You cry a lot. I haven't cried
one day. I cry in the privacy of my home with no one watching me when, like, Kieran's sleeping or, like, I have an hour before the kids come home from school and he's at work still. Do quick cry by myself. I don't cry in front of people.
No, you really don't.
No.
Except earlier tonight, you cried in front of me.
But I hid my face with alcohol. I know,
you really did.
I hid my face with alcohol.
You really did.
It was like a happy-ish cry.
As happy as you can be.
As happy as I can be. Anyway, thanks for calling me out that I cried earlier today.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I had like a beer can and a wine glass, and I just covered my face.
Couldn't decide what she was drinking.
Couldn't decide what I was drinking, and also didn't want to cry in front of people.
It's me.
Did you finish watching Queer? It doesn't matter. Did you finish watching Queer?
Matt, I fell asleep at the very end of the episode where the man's taking care of his brother who's disabled.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
And then, of course, I fall asleep at the very end, and Matt is turning off the TV, and I woke up, and he goes, "You missed it. His brother died." I was like, "What the fuck?"
No, he doesn't.
He didn't?
No.
Why would Matt's he tell me that?
Fucking with you. You don't get your husband's sense of humor by now?
I was half asleep. So he didn't die?
No.
I didn't want to finish it. I didn't want to go back and watch it.
He didn't die.
What a dick.
You missed it. His brother died. No, his brother's not dead.
Why would he say that to me?
Your husband's an ass. A funny one, though.
I just watched that Doreen, the clarinet player.
Oh, she was fun.
She was cool.
My favorite was the deaf coach.
I didn't get there yet.
Oh, no? He was my favorite. The deaf football coach?
No, I didn't get there.
He was my favorite. Okay. It was so sweet.
All right. I'll watch that.
Yeah. Music. Okay. Ready? Don't judge me.
You bought tickets for something.
No, I didn't. I'm always this close. Beyonce's new song, Texas Hold'em. I don't like Beyonce. I am one of those weird people that I don't get the hype.
I don't like Beyonce either.
I don't get the hype of
Queen. I think she seems like a bitch.
Queen B. I don't know that, but I don't get the hype about Queen B. But her new song, maybe because it's country-ish, called Texas Hold'em. It's very catchy. I kind of like it a lot.
All right, I'll listen.
It's very catchy.
Do you believe in that whole conspiracy that she didn't carry her children and that she had like surrogates, but she pretended to have like a fake pregnant belly?
I mean, I don't know, but I also feel like that's private, right?
I know. Yeah. No, it is private, but do you believe in it?
I didn't even know about it until just a second.
Yeah, they had like a theory that like her sister carried, what's the first one's name? Blue Ivy?
Blue Ivy.
Does she have another one?
I think so. She like got really detailed in talking about how she like watched her miscarriage on the ultrasound monitor happen.
Oh, I didn't hear
so, like,
of that.
I'm like, if you want to keep it private of like what happened here, mm-hmm. I'm trying to play her song.
She naked?
No. Well, kind of. Oh,
Janet, those are her breasts.
Oh.
This is not like her.
I know. They said it's her country era.
I mean, she's been doing the same stuff for a while, so I'm going to change it up. What's on her eye?
I don't know. She's Beyonce. She could wear what she wants, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. I kind of like it.
Right? Wasn't it catchy? Come on.
I hate to admit it, but yeah.
I know. And then, of course, Noah Kahan has a new song called Forever.
What was the one that you told me about the last time? You're always telling me. He has a new song like every other day. Why does he come out with new music that often?
He's releasing it from the album. I don't know. He can do whatever he wants to. It's from his new album, Stick Season.
Yeah, you told me about Stick Season.
Well, he's a star.
Stick Season was the one I didn't like because it was a little too much.
I liked it a lot.
All over the place, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Of course, it's depressive.
What? I don't think he makes happy music.
Wait, it gets a little. Hold on, it gets a little upbeat for it. It doesn't get better. Well, upbeat. It's so good, though.
No, I really like this song.
Hold on, it'll pick up in a second.
You gotta go to Galway.
I know, right? Did you see the thing? This is going all over the place. as per usual, Cillian Murphy said about the love of my life, Paul Mescal, sorry, Harry Styles, said that Paul Mescal is a true actor, one of the best of the around right now. And he like made a joke. He's like, I guess all the greatest actors come from Ireland.
Fuck yeah.
And I just posted it on our Instagram. Both of them were different times, like lounging on like red velvet couches. And I was like, some hot Irish
men. I was just watching them in silence because I couldn't have the sound up. I don't know where I was. So I was just watching them talk. They both look hot. Oh, man.
So good looking.
We're going to Ireland. Cillian Murphy just did an interview and said where he likes to hang out in the summers.
He goes.
Oh shit!
It's like how Jason Kelsey hangs out in Seattle City in New Jersey, and I want to go there so bad. That's the beach we're gonna go to from now on. And just like hopes that I can like chug a beer with Jason Kelsey. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
You would die.
I don't think I could.
You wouldn't talk to him.
No, it's not even that. Like, I find him physically attractive. No, I just love his whole aura.
His aura is awesome.
His whole being is hilarious. Yeah. His wife is hilarious. I just want to hang out with him so bad.
I know. He looks really fun.
He looks so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll stop.
That's it.
That's it. Really. Oh, Danielle's eyes are malfunctioning. Her fake eyeballs are on the fritz.
Sometimes they feel like they're on fire, and other times they just get really blurry.
No, I'm telling you, ever since I switched contact brands.
But I've also had them in since 5:30 this morning. Not a normal amount of time you should have.
I've had mine in since 7:30, and my eyes feel great. I'm telling you, new brand, they don't get stuck behind my eyeball anymore.
Mine don't get stuck behind my eyeball.
The last brand, they were just, I would rub my eye, and that's it. They were gone. They're like flipped behind me all constantly. I was constantly picking contacts out from underneath my eyelid. Constantly. So painful. No. All right. Whatever. All right. This is the end of Idle Time.
Weirdo.
End of Idle Time. Goodbye. Good luck.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Mom, you're insane.